If you're not familiar with the name Van Jones, you'll soon learn he is definitely a force to be reckoned with. He's a civil rights leader, activist with a passion for protecting our environment and the people who utilize it daily. He's the founder and president of Dream Corps. Its three core programs work to close prison doors, open doors of opportunity into a new economy.
The Dream Corps is a platform, a support center for a range of issues and causes. Our main slogan is closing prison doors and opening doors of opportunity. And so we have our beyondprisons.org work, which is working to get the prison population down by about 50%, working with Republicans as well as Democrats. We also have Green for All, which is our campaign to get solar and solar jobs into low-opportunity communities. And we also have our campaign called Yes, We Code. And Yes, We Code works with about 13 technology companies, including Twitter and Pinterest, to place apprentices from low-income communities in Silicon Valley, mainly out of Oakland. So we're working very, very hard to get, you know, fewer folks in jail and more folks in good jobs and good entrepreneurial opportunities in urban America.
Jones is utilizing creative ways to initiate the conversation in urban communities and beyond through social media.
Social media is now just a ubiquitous way that people are in communication with each other all around the world. So yeah, we put, you know, hashtag Beyond Prisons, hashtag Yes We Code, hashtag Cut 50, our campaign to cut the prison population in half. But it just helps people find the conversation when they look for it. I think the most important thing I can say is that there is just real genius in the African American community, Latino community, Native American communities, a lot of the marginalized Asian communities, whether you're talking about, you know, the Vietnamese Americans or Samoan Americans and others. And that genius is just going to waste often. If you look at the new technologies that are coming online, all these new revolutions are great, but they do not yet include and reflect the full creativity and genius of America or of the world. And so just imagine how much greater these things would be if they included more people, and also how the opportunities could be spread out if all people were engaged. And so, you know, the Dream Corps, we believe the future is worth fighting for. There are good futures out there as well as bad futures. You get the future that you fight for. You get the future that you work for. We just want to make sure that those people who are concerned about social justice and racial justice and fairness and inclusion and gender justice and all these different things, that we aren't always aiming for the back of the line for the last century's jobs. We should be trying to put people at the front of the line for all these new century jobs that are coming as a result of this scientific and technological renaissance that really should, at the end of the day, lift all boats and not just a few.
And one way to be part of the movement for these new century jobs is to learn the language. Jones is working to make that happen by teaching 100,000 inner city youth with his program, Yes, We Code. But he didn't come up with the initial idea.
The great Kimberly Bryant, who was the legendary founder of Black Girls Code. Black Girls Code actually predates Yes, We Code. It's sort of the big flagship, the pioneer of this whole effort. And I've known Kimberly Bryant for almost more than 20 years now. So Black Girls Code is sort of the real pioneer. Yes, We Code is one of several efforts. Prince is someone who's been a good friend of mine and a good supporter of my charitable work for almost a decade. And he, after the Trayvon Martin killing and the verdict came back exonerating the killer of Trayvon Martin, everyone was really upset. And as you remember, the fact that Trayvon was wearing a hoodie somehow became a very big deal in that case. And asked me, he said, well, when you see a black kid wearing a hoodie, they say he's a thug. But if you see a white kid wearing a hoodie, they say, well, there goes Mark Zuckerberg. Just pointing to the irony that that same hoodie is the uniform in Silicon Valley, certainly was until very, very recently. And yet nobody's shooting white kids in Silicon Valley for wearing hoodies. And he said, why do you think that is? And I said, well, maybe it's because of racism. And Prince said, well, maybe, but also maybe we just haven't created enough black Mark Zuckerbergs. Maybe we should be more focused on that. And that was just one of those kind of quick moments that changes your life as I began to think about what could we do. So many of our kids are geniuses when it comes to being creative musically and even artistically. The biggest creative opportunity in the world is to create computer code that's writing the future, that's building the future with a laptop. And yet that has not been on my radar screen. And so we launched Yes We Code with Prince's support.
Little did we know when Van Jones and I spoke that the announcement would come of Prince's death just a short time later. And when Jones talked about the future of racial justice, he reminds us not to look to the past, but instead for people of color to recognize this is a new movement and a new era of civil rights activism.
Those people who are concerned about racial justice issues, we tend to look backwards. We tend to look back to the 60s. We look back to Dr. King and Ella Jo Baker and Fannie Lou Hamer and all of those great leaders and figures. But that often means we then mimic their tactics. So, you know, protest and moral witness and engagement with politics becomes the main mode that we imagine black progress. Well, I love Black History Month, but I think we need to start having some Black Future Weekends where we start thinking about, well, where is the 21st century going? And what is the black future? What is the Latina future? What is the Native American future? What is the Appalachian future? What is the Asian American future? Where are these distressed communities that did not succeed as well as we had hoped in the last century's economy? Where are they going to be in the economies that are coming? And that conversation is really what the Dream Corps is all about.
Humboldt State University has recognized the importance of environmental responsibility for many years. In 1987, the graduation pledge was created to give students the opportunity to make a promise to themselves upon receiving their degrees during the graduation ceremony. It is a vow to explore and take into account the social and environmental consequences of any job considered and to try to improve these aspects of any organization for which a person takes. But is that vow simply enough?
Freedom is a constant struggle, as the civil rights leaders used to say. It's protecting the only place in the universe that we know supports human life. That's the Earth. This little green soap bubble in space. That's what we live on. A little green soap bubble in space. This is the only place in the entire universe that we are sure can support human life. Well, the work to protect that, to preserve that, to keep its climate stable, to keep our sister and brother species from being wiped out. You never know, when you push one species over the lip into extinction, what other species get pulled along with that species, including our own. So that work is never done. That work will be the work of our generation and every generation after ours until we come up with some technologies that are truly earth-honoring and leave the earth healthier, leave our communities healthier, leave forests and oceans healthier than they were, which should be the goal, as opposed to more poisoned, more polluted, more degraded. Until we figure that out, we're always going to have to work on this stuff. So no matter what job you have, your job you go into, that job has an ecological, environmental footprint and impact of just because you turn the lights on. So every single person has a responsibility in their career to find as many ways as possible to reduce the poison and pollution that is often a part of or comes along with or goes along with industrial society. You can't answer for everybody, but everybody has to answer.
From the KHSU studios, I'm Lorna Bryant.